Good evening, and welcome to another night of Transformation Bible Study. Thank God for you tonight. I hope everybody had a good evening and made it home safe and sound, or where you at. So tonight, we're just giving people time to log in. We are going live tonight with our Transformation Bible Study, and we're giving a live forum. People are welcome to join in if they have any comments or any questions about our discussion tonight. So we want to be able to give some information on what we're going to be talking about tonight. So I just want to give people time to log in, give people time to dial in on either our YouTube page, or you can dial in on our Facebook page. And also send the link if you want to join the forum tonight. Tonight is a very good topic tonight. It's one of these topics that, be honest with you, I was doing my my meditation and my devotion one day early this week. And as I was driving home, and I was looking at the traffic and looking at the cars and the vehicles that was driving on the highway, and, you know, God gave me this this topic for tonight. And so we just want to take this time to begin to talk about, believe it or not, what, you know, we are living in a time now, and I just want to be able to get to this tonight. We are living in a time now in this generation or this era that people find it's harder for people to find their purpose in life or finding their way through life. And I got to admit, I'm in my 50s, but I believe that it's more confusion and more perplexed and finding your life today than it was decades ago, maybe about 10 or 20 years ago. And because, you know, we have so much, I mean, this generation now, they are basically just overloaded with information. I mean, so much as information is given to this generation today. And, you know, the pace of life seemed like it might be a little faster than it was about 10 or 20 years ago. And they have a plethora of choices, it seems like, to help them navigate through this life. Not, you know, to help us navigate through this life, not just this generation, but even the older generation, all the information that's out there and how life seems like it's moving faster and so many choices it seems like that you can have to help you navigate through this life. And not speaking of, we are living in a time of digital age, so much digital dependency now. Everybody has a mobile phone or has some type of mobile device that we really kind of like walk with it in our hands. So we are dependent upon digital today. And it seems like, and I'm just trying to get a sense of where we at now, is because, you know, it used to be when I was coming up, you know, we used to have this saying that it takes a village to raise a child. And that was considered a community as a whole will help raise a child, and you get some sense of direction or where you're going or what you're supposed to do based on the community that you was brought up in, or those that are around you in your community will help you to find your way, you know, in life. And not to speak of now that we have so many environmental changes that goes on in the world today, you know, so much things are happening in our environment. So when we think about all these different, distractors that takes us away from really how to navigate and find our way through life, we find ourselves more focused on these things instead of what we really was created and what God had made us for. And I sense that we are living in a time and era now that, you know, it's harder for us to find our way through life. It's harder for us to find our way in what God has in store for us. We find it harder for us to even decide what we want to do in life. And let me be clear. I'm not just speaking on young people. I'm speaking as well as adults. I'm talking as well as mature adults. Some of us are in our 40s, our 50s, or even our 60s, and we're still not sure on what we're supposed to do in life. We have not completely found ourselves in life. And, you know, in some people, and that can be kind of, you know, discerning. That can be kind of, you know, frustrating, you know, because you at a certain age now, you're still trying to find your way through life. But I want you to understand tonight, and we're going to get into that, there is a reason for that. There's a purpose behind all that. Even though we have all the distractors in our life, we do not have to really draw attention to those things because they're going to be here. And that's a part of the world. That's a part of society. But at the same time, some of these distractors can help us begin to navigate through our life if we don't depend upon them as a whole. So tonight, I want to begin to talk about finding our way or finding your way in life. Finding your way in life. And, you know, like I said, I see that we, a lot of us, and I'm speaking in general, we do a lot of things in our life. We do a lot of things that is work. But sometimes it's not productive, or it's not something that's meaningful, or it's not something that's purposeful. We just go through our daily life doing something and saying, you know, and just be content with that. And then eventually get to a point we ask ourselves, what are we here for? Why do we do what we do? And some of us, we just wander through life with no purpose and no meaning. So we have to begin to ask ourselves, begin to dive into, you know, why did God create us? Why did God make us? I know he didn't just make us just for us to be here on earth, not just to sit here on this planet and not do nothing. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. And we created in the image of God. I know that we have a major purpose in life. I know that we do. The Bible let us know that we do. So tonight, we're going to look at this scripture tonight, and that's Proverbs 14 and 12. Proverbs 14 and 12. And it says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seems right to man. There is a way. In us, in our thinking, in our capacity, in our finite knowledge, we think we know. I got to say that I think that's one of the biggest fallacies in our life. We think that we know it. A lot of us think we know what we want. We know what we want to do. And sometimes we base that upon just our finite knowledge that we have, our limited knowledge that we have gathered over our short period of life. And, you know, when I was preparing for this, I was doing some research. And in my research, I found out, and I just want to pull this up, I found out that in my research, that really 4 of 10 people found their purpose in life. Only 4 out of 10 people really find their purpose in life. And only 25% of us really know what it means to have a meaningful life. I want those numbers that begin to digest in your mind a little bit. That not even half of the people really find their purpose or find their way through life. So that tells me that over half of the people just wander through life. They just exist through life with no sense of purpose, no sense of meaning. And only 25% knows what the real meaning of life is, why they was created. They doing what they was born to do. They doing what God's created to them to do. Only 25% of the population really does that. So that makes you have to ask yourself, are you in that 25% or are you in that 75 percentile? Are you doing something that's perfect, purposeful? Are you doing something that's meaningful in your life? Ask yourself that. Because it is my belief, because of the big disparity in people not knowing or understanding the gift of life, because life is a gift. Life is a gift. That's the first thing we got to understand, that life is a gift. But because of the big disparity, the understanding that life is a gift is because we don't seek God for guidance in our life. I'm gonna try to get to the bottom line first. We do not seek God for guidance in our life. Most of us, and I say in general context, is that we normally begin to seek God after we then think we know what we're doing or we know what we want and things don't go the way we think it should. Then we begin to seek God's guidance. Or we're in a place that, you know, we are in a place that we don't know which way to turn, and now we begin to seek God. Not realizing that God is the only one that can really help us navigate through our life. He's the only person. He's the only one that can help us navigate through life. Because he's our creator. He made us. So you would think that it would be practical to go to the person that made us, begin to think, why did you make me, or why did you create me the way you are? Even in the things that we do, or in our mind, why do we think the way we do? God created us all for a purpose and for a reason. So when we look at this scripture, it says, there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We got to realize that we are very limited in our thinking process. We are very limited and restricted on what we know. We think we know it all. And I want to be clear that, you know, we think that we can understand and know everything there is to know. With all the obstacles, all the challenges, all the misfortunes or setbacks that our life will encounter or that we will endure during a lifetime, we think we have the answers for those. And sometimes we don't realize it until we have fallen into those obstacles or challenges or misfortunes or those setbacks. Then we realize that we don't have all the answers. By the time we begin to realize this, most of us begin to have made decisions or begin to do things that we're not really aware of what the consequences would be for making that decision. We make decisions not understanding the consequences of our decisions until later on. I want you to think about that, because I also was doing research, and it says that a human being really don't get the full development of their brain until they're in their late 20s or early 30s. So what it's saying is that It's into your late 20s or 30s before you begin to really understand the concept on how to think or how to begin to navigate through life, or even know what to use the tools to help you navigate through life. It's amazing, because it's before that age. And I want you, the reason I mentioned that age is during that age, in the early 20s and the early teens, that a lot of decisions that this generation might make that can be detrimental to their life moving forward. Some of the choices you make now as a teenager or as a young adult would affect you 10 and 20 years down the line. I remember I used to tell my children, I told them when they was young, I said, we all gonna make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. We all make mistakes. We all gonna, you know, make some choices that might not be right. But we got to be careful that we don't make those life-changing mistakes. Things that will alter or begin to change the trajectory or where God is really trying to take us. And don't get me wrong, God knows everything and God knows what he has purpose for us. But sometimes because of our decisions, we go through things that we don't really have to go through because we don't understand the consequences of our choices. And this is all about we trying to really, we think we know and we think we know what we want. And really what we're really doing is just finding our way. We are feeling our way through life. And so the enemy, I'm saying this, the enemy's trick is to get us to make choices before we understand what our choices really are. We spend so much of our time in life thinking that we know what we're doing or what we want. But in reality, we don't have the slightest clue of what we are doing nor what we really want in life. As the scripture makes it plain that we will lead ourselves into destruction. That scripture says, you know, that, you know, the way seems right unto the man, but the end thereof is death. So the choices that we make in life can lead us to destruction. This is why it is so important to have a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. And I got to say this, it is important. And I know that I understand why back in the day, they would like for you to get saved at a young age. I understand why they kept us in church at a young age. I understand why the community, we stayed around the community at a young age. You didn't just go all kind of places and do all kind of things. They would say, stay within a neighborhood or just hang around the neighborhood. Or, you know, they would make sure that we was in church because why? The older saints, or should I say the older generation knew, because they had lived enough life to know that this life or that age is very crucial as a teenager, as a young adult. It is very crucial. And that's why it is an essential or is important. The earlier you get God in your life, the better chance you have of finding your way through life at an early age. The sooner you get God in your life, the sooner you begin to find your way through life. Because we have to understand, the scripture tells us that in John 16 and 13, that God's spirit will lead us and guide us in all truth. That is a key element in finding our way through life. God's spirit will lead us in the right path and finding our purpose in life. Because why? Going back to what I said originally, it is he that has created us. It is he that has breathed the breath of life in us. It is God that has put his spirit within us. So it's only right that the spirit will lead and guide us into what he have us to do or our purpose in life. Because we have to understand that the enemy or Satan will want you to think that You know it, or we know it all. He wants you to think that you have all the answers through all your knowledge, maybe through college or through your experience, you know, in the world, you know, you think that you might know it all. But we have to understand that who are we dealing with? Our adversary, Satan, the devil. He's been on this world longer than we have. And he have tricks and he have plans. He has snares that some of us have even begin to think or begin to know what they are. And we'll find ourselves in a place that we don't know which way to turn or we don't know what to do. But the sooner we understand and the sooner we begin to comprehend that, first of all, that we don't know. We really don't know. No matter how much we think we know, we do not know what God has in store for us unless we know God. We don't even know how to find our way through life without God. So many of us, we try to live this life without God. We try to make decisions without God in our life. And we find ourselves going in places and doing things that we never thought we would do, or go places we never thought we would go. And then we look at ourselves and we get to ourselves and say, where do we go wrong? It's almost like if you're driving in a car and you know you're on your way to California and you get so far and you realize that, wait a minute, I made a wrong turn somewhere. And you realize that I'm not going west, but I might be going east or up north or down south. I'm not going westward. And sometimes you don't realize it until you begin to notice the terrain that you're in. As you move westward, we know that the landscape changes. The roads changes. If you go up toward northward or go up, the landscape changes. And you begin to realize this is not what it's supposed to be, or this is not how it's supposed to look. And sometimes in life, that's where we at. We get to a place in our life, we trying to find our way through. We realize that we're in a place and we say, this is not what it's supposed to be. This is not the life that I know that I'm supposed to be or supposed to have. And so we have to begin to find our way back, or begin to retract and get on the right path. So as we begin to find our way through life, we have to understand this. There are some experiences that we might encounter that will hinder us from finding our way through life. One, like I said before, we do not know what we want. They can hinder us. And when you don't know what you want, you will stay in a place just not moving, or just constantly in that same place, not progressing and not moving forward. And you just stay there before you know it. Months become a year. Year become years. And you look back, and over a half a decade, you realize, what have I done besides being in the same place? Two, we worry about making a mistake. We're going to make mistakes in life. That's the thing we got to understand. We mistake sometimes. It helps us to develop who we are. We can't be afraid to make a mistake when you're finding your way through life. Now, let's be clear. The mistakes of a 20-year-old might be different from mistakes of a 40 or 50-year-old. 50-year-olds should be making the same mistakes as a 20-year-old. I say that again. When you're 50 and 60 years old, you should be making the same mistakes you was making when you was 20 years old. Eventually, you should begin to understand, you know, that that thing doesn't work, or whatever the mistake you was making, you know, that I need to really think about that or reevaluate why I keep making the same mistake and I was making it in my 20s. Other reasons was that sometimes we don't believe we can do it. Don't believe you can do, or not believing where God is taking you, or not believing where God is trying to lead you. You don't believe it. And I got to say this, sometimes God takes us to places and God brings us to places in our life that we cannot begin to just trust in our own intellect. That's why I said that we have a limited knowledge and understanding on what God really has for us, what God is really trying to take us. We have a limited knowledge. And one of the things today that hinders us is we don't value our time. We do not value our time. It's amazing. We all have the same amount of time every day. We all have a 24-hour day. You know, we all have 7 days out the week. We all live 365 days out the year, or 366 days out the leap. But it's amazing what some people can do with their time within the year, and how some people can take that same year in their life and they don't show nothing for it. It's a waste of time. Time is one of the most valuable things that you're going to have in this life, because you can't get it back. Once time is gone, it's gone. You have to value the time and what you do with your time. Sometimes we get too busy to seek our purpose, too busy to find out what our life, what we want to do in life, too busy to really focus on what we need to do in life, because all these other things, the distractors of information overload, or, you know, all the different multiple choices out in life, or digital dependency. We cannot focus on, you know, finding our way through life because of these other distractors in life. And one of the main things is afraid of change. And I want to be clear on this. God is a evolving God. We know that God do not change. The Bible says God is not like man. God does not change, but God do evolve in us. We evolve. The Bible said when we was a child, we spake as a child. But when I grow up, when I evolve, I put away my childish things and I begin to think a different way. That is transition. That is change. And sometimes in our life, we are afraid of change. And God is trying to lead us and we're trying to find our way through life and God is directing us. But sometimes we're too afraid to where God is taking us. But we got to be like what God told Joshua, be of good courage. Even when you feel afraid, because we all get fearful, but it's the courageous that moves in fear. Fear happens in us all, but the courageous moves when they are fearful. They move in the midst of being afraid. You cannot let fear hinder you. You cannot let fear stunt you from finding your way where God is taking you. Trying too hard to make it happen. Oh, Lord, this is a good one. We try to put so much effort in trying to make things happen. And sometimes, you know, it's not even meant to happen. It's not meant for God to do that. It's not meant for God to go down that path. But because you see somebody else do it, or because that's something that you really want to do, but it's not in God's plan for you, you try to make it happen. And you put so much time and effort into it that when it doesn't happen, now you are frustrated. Now you are even angry with God, because now you want to say that, God, you know, I thought you wanted me to do this. And God, I thought, no, sometimes you have to realize that if you're putting a lot of effort in something and it's not, you got to ask yourself, God, are you really leading me this way? And one of the major ones is lack of focus. Lack of focus. We have to take the time and begin to, the Bible says, meditate on my word day and night. You know what meditate means? To focus. It's one thing to read God's word. It's another thing to begin to focus on God's word. In other words, as you read God's word, you're meditating in it. You begin to try to understand not just what the word is saying, but how to apply it in my life. What does it mean in my life? What is God trying to tell me in this scripture? So we have to take time to focus when we're trying to find our way in life. But we have to understand that for us to begin to find our way in life, it starts with God. The main reason is not knowing or having a true relationship with God in the first place. If we don't have a real relationship with God, the one that created us, it's always going to be a challenge in finding our way through life. But for some reason, we think we know what is best for us. And that is the human part of us. That is the natural part of us. But we have to understand, like the Bible says, his thoughts are not like our thoughts, neither are his ways like ours. And we begin to understand that, we begin to rely more heavily on God. We begin to trust God. And this is what I'm going to get into. I'm going to finish up with this right here. How do we find our way in life? You might ask, how do we find our way in life? First of all, in this scripture I'm going to take you to, is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. When you ever want to find out, or you really want to get a handle on finding your way through life, put this scripture in your notes or have the scripture on one of your speed dials. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And that scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. That's the first thing. If you really want to find your way through life, you got to completely trust God. Trust him. When things don't seem good, you trust him. When things go right, you trust him. When you don't even see your way, you still trust God with all your heart, not half-heartedly, but with all your heart, trust God. Trust him and lean not into your own understanding. This is where the challenge comes. We begin to lean into our own understanding. We think we know it. We think we know what to do. We think we know how to go, what's best for our lives. But the scripture is letting us know here that we should not lean into our own understanding. Trust God. That's the first thing. After you trust God, Proverbs 3 and 6 says, now we have to acknowledge God. After you trust God, you got to acknowledge him. In other words, you got to begin to know that God, you are head of my life. You are my everything. It's you that the reason I get up in the morning. You are my breath. You are my being. You everything. Proverbs 3 and 6 says, acknowledge him in all thy ways. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge God in all your ways. And he shall direct your path. When you don't know which way to turn or you don't know what to do, you acknowledge God. When you get up in the morning, you should be thinking, Lord, how should I go about my day? When you start your day out, Lord, help me, guide me through my day. Because we don't know what snares, we don't know what traps, we don't know what type of obstacles or challenges we're going to face throughout the day. But when you wake up in the morning and say, God, I acknowledge you, first of all, thank you for allowing me to wake up this morning. I thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up in my right mind and being able to get and start my day out. Now, Lord, I'm asking you and I'm praying that, Lord, you guide me through this day. Help me to make the right decision. Tell me which way to go and which way not to go. Acknowledge God in your day, and he shall direct your path. He'll tell you which way to go. He'll tell you which way not to go. He'll tell you which people to hang out with. He'll tell you the people that you should stray away from. He'll tell you if this is a good business opportunity. He'll tell you that not to deal with that. You got to begin to acknowledge him in everything that you do. And he will direct your path. And lastly, in everything, when you want to find your way, in everything, give God thanks. I say that again. In everything that you do, give God thanks. Thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. Good. Thank you, Lord. Maybe the day is not going the way I think it should. Maybe things was going chaotic at work. Maybe things was going outrageous at home. But God, I thank you regardless. Maybe my bills are not being paid. Maybe my finances is not right. Maybe this business is not going the way I think it should. But God, in everything, I thank you. I thank you. I appreciate you. In everything, give him thanks. And when you begin to put those three things in play, you take those scriptures. You take those scriptures, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. I don't care where you at in your life, and I'm closing with this. I don't care where you at in your life. And you might be, and as that sign shows, you might be in a place of confusion. You might be in a place of perplexed. You might be distracted. You might be in a place of bewildered, unclear, uncertain. Your life is in all kind of different directions. But when you begin to apply this, not just quote it, not just read it, but you begin to apply these scriptures into your heart, you will find your way in life. God will show you. I don't care how far you might have strayed. I don't care how far you have gone. I don't know where you at right now. But when you begin to apply these scriptures in your life, bit by bit, you'll find yourself navigating in life with peace and harmony. Not saying that everything's going to go good all the time. Not saying everything's going to go the way you want it all the time. But through it all, you can say, Lord, I thank you anyway. Lord, I bless you anyway. For you worthy to be praised. I thank you tonight. And I hope that something was said tonight that will help you find your way in life. No matter how perplexed, no matter how distracted life can be and how confused life can be. I want you to know that in Christ Jesus, you can find your way. He says, I am the way. He says, I am the way. And the truth and the light. So you find your way, start with Jesus. Let us pray. God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for you being the way, for you showing us a way through your spirit, oh God. Your spirit leads us and guides us to all truth. So God, tonight, there might be somebody might be confused. There might be somebody might be perplexed. There might be somebody might be bewildered or not know what to do with their life. But God, I pray tonight, Lord God, as they seek you and put their trust in you, that Lord God, you will help them to find their way through life. I thank you right now, God, and we bless you and we give you the praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we thank God for you tonight. Be blessed, and we look forward to you again on another Thursday night of Transformation Bible Study. In Jesus' name.